Legend has it that the Spanish conquistador Hernan Cortes, when he came to the New World with his ships, he ordered his men off the boats, unloaded them, and then he ordered his men to burn the boats. It's a legend I'm sure many of us have heard before, because it's an analogy we sometimes use in our modern life. And the point is of it, Cortes was telling his men, this is it, this is the point of no return. We succeed or we die. It's an analogy we use today is to get rid of something beyond us and not look back and keep going on. It's a statement they told us on the very early days of formation for the diaconate, is that leave your old life behind, burn your boats, and prepare yourselves for where God is calling you. In our gospel story today, our young man here has a boat he's having trouble burning. He has these material possessions. He goes away sad because he knows he's not quite ready, not quite there yet to get rid of them. He's followed all of these commandments. He's done so many things right. But Jesus, in his infinite divine wisdom, points out that one boat, that one God, that the man cannot get rid of or has trouble getting rid of. And our own lives is very similar to us, especially those of us here today on our spiritual journey. Many of us, we're doing the right things. We're here at daily mass. We're participating in the sacraments. We're praying, reading the Bible. We seem to, following the commandments, seem to be doing so many things. But always, always, there seems to be something holding us back. Some other God in our lives. It could be that habitual sin. It could be material possessions themselves or something material in the world that draws us away from prayer and from focusing on Jesus Christ. Whatever these are the boats in our lives that we have to burn. Because like the young man was probably giving 90% of himself to God, there was a 10% he was holding back and struggling with. In our own lives, we may have 70% of ourselves dedicated to Jesus Christ, maybe 80, maybe even 90. But there always seems to be something. And Jesus will not settle for 70, 80, or even 90%. He wants it all. He wants us all. Because his love is so great for us that he wants to share all of his love with us, so that we can return that love to him and to others. So today I invite you, today, this week, to reflect on your own lives. Take it into prayer and say, what is those things I'm still holding on to that I can't let go of for Jesus Christ? Where are these other gods in my life? How can I give 100%? Because remember, our Lord is a jealous God, and he wants no other gods besides him. So I invite you this week to reflect, what are these boats that I need to burn? What do I need to give up so I can finally say, Lord, I've done all these things? So then we can come and follow Jesus Christ.